brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
NoMeFriends.com is her website, and we ram one of her articles at InfoWars.com. The Fed's European rescue, another backdoor U.S. bank Goldman bailout. Our final segment with her, I really appreciate her joining us. We're also getting to your calls right now and dealing with this military takeover situation. I mean, I know I'm harping on this because we kept telling people this was coming, and now it's here, and TSA is setting up checkpoints on highways. I mean, how much more obvious does it have to get that this Homeland Security system is for the American people and not for terrorism, Nomi?
It's unfortunate, but it seems like every step, you know, like you've been talking about, like what's going on now, it's obvious that it's not going to go backwards. I mean, that there's a consolidated effort to squelch, you know, individualism here, which is really not what this country was, you know, founded for. And it's really, really dangerous because once you do that, you know, as you've spoken about, as others know, it's hard to turn back.
It is hard to turn back, and that's what tyranny does. It tends to slide until it collapses itself because the society of criminals will just rob and rape and loot everything until everything collapses. And I mean, you worked around these people. Max Kaiser has, many others have. Max and others have said they're like suicide bankers, like the banker that stayed at his desk, even though he knew that he was probably going to die on 9/11, to make an extra $10 million. And, I mean, certainly they're not going to stop themselves, are they?
No, and they've only seen that what they do is more and more coddled by the government. We had unprecedented bailouts and subsidies, you know, starting in 2008. We have another slew going on now with respect to U.S. bank exposure to Europe. It's only ramping up. And in the face of that, you know, the top U.S. bankers are basically just laughing because it's like, look, we're increasing our risk. Even though we screwed up the world back then, we're going to continue to do it. You're going to continue to back us. The Federal Reserve is so, you know, supportive of this that they, in broad daylight, say on their website, which I pointed out in this piece, which no one else seemed to point out, that this recent European intervention by them was a way to support the U.S. banks. This isn't even me saying this. This is like the Fed's own words. And yet we're so conditioned to just follow, you know, the mainstream headlines, which is just that we're bailing
exactly
out to help Europe.
Exactly. But then even
this, it's sure, out there.
Sure. But then even the so-called U.S. banks, as you pointed out earlier, are moving to China. So they're not U.S. banks.
Well, finance is global. That's $707 trillion worth of derivatives is global. And the U.S. banks, even if they're domiciled here, they're headquartered here, they have the ability to do whatever they want, wherever they want. The part that's not global is how the Fed and Treasury Department will basically increase our debt as a nation in order to support their bad bets when they go wrong and then keep them from going wrong for next time. And so that's the part that's more domestic. The international part is global finance. It's fast. It's powerful. It's controlled by a few banks and a few people that are strategically positioned within various governments or government agencies. I mean, even the New York Federal Reserve was run by, you know, Tim Geithner. It's got a Class A directorship given to Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, which he had during the subprime crisis, and it was reconfirmed for him to be there now. So you have the biggest global bank in charge of basically, you know, having the relationship to be able to get money to bail out, subsidize, and increase their exposure and their power globally. So yeah, it's a true mess. It's just bigger now than it's ever been because we have had a derivatives market that's grown even more quickly than it has in the past.
Wow, Nomi Prinz, thank you so much. The inside whistleblower joining us here today, and you'll find out more about her new book at NomiPrinz.com. I look forward to speaking to you in the future, if there is a future. Thank you, Nomi.
Thank you,
Al. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman, and I promise we're going to go to your calls early. I'm going to get to Recon Martin, Ironhead, Philip, Frank. I'm going to get to all of you. Bob loves calls. We'll take your calls first, then get into everything with Bob Chapman on the economy.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
There's a man named pharmacist Ben Fuchs who is anything but your typical pharmacist. Ben says prescription drugs should be the last resort, not the first resort to fix personal health problems. Hardly a tool for the pharmaceutical companies, Ben says you can live a long and healthy life with proper lifestyle and natural supplementation, and that prescription medications are toxic and typically cause many more problems than they fix or prevent. He's been a guest on the Alex Jones Show a number of times, and he's always a hit. You can hear and talk to pharmacist Ben on his own daily GCN show, The Bright Side, which airs live each weekday on GCN at 10 a.m. Central just before Alex's show. You can also hear and meet pharmacist Ben at a free lecture coming up Tuesday, November 8th, starting at 7 p.m. in Santa Cruz, California. If you can possibly be there, you should. Ben Fuchs is one of the most compelling speakers you will ever hear. The event is free, but the sponsors, InfoWars Team and KSCO News Talk AM 1080, ask that you register at KSCO.com website. Go to KSCO.com and reserve your seats now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Bob Chapman is quite a character. He's a military veteran, worked in intelligence, then he was a private silver and gold broker, the largest private silver gold broker at one time in the United States. He's lived all over the world, and he then helped put out the Gary Allen Report exposing the globalists and none dare call a conspiracy 40-plus years ago. And he now lives in an undisclosed location outside the United States because the long arm of the New World Order has been seeking after him. And he joins us in this hour to take calls from police, military, and others to get their view on the fact that the media is going, hey, the Army's going to be on the streets of America. You've already seen us illegally doing it. Well, now it's legal. Of course, they can't pass a law saying black people are slaves again. My point is, just because they say something's legal doesn't mean it is legal. Marbury versus Madison and other rulings, as well as just common sense. Can the government pass a law saying they can blow children's heads off? No. Can the government pass a law they can ship opium into the country? No. They do, though. So the point is that we've reached a new level of corruption. So they're saying that they will secretly arrest citizens whenever they want, that they will take you to a secret prison and you're never seen again. And Obama came out and said, I'll do more. I'll kill citizens without a judge, jury, or trial in America. So that's all these hitmen and mercenaries need to be told, is it's okay, we're allowed to do this now. You're covered by law. Go kill who we want. Go assassinate who we want. Just an unprecedented situation. You've got cruise missiles, high-tech ones given by the Russians, a whole bunch of them, 76 of them at least, to the Syrians. You got the UN declaring it a civil war zone, and they're getting ready to call for the humanitarian bombing. Bombs are now loving. Orwell's vision has come true. Double think, double speak. Up is down, down is up. Black is white. Israel saying they may hit Iran. The former head of the Mossad is saying it will cause a, quote, catastrophe. But the globalists want catastrophe. They want global crisis. Order out of chaos. I want to go to your calls, and later in the hour we'll get in to the European situation with Bob, the latest on MF Global. I meant to bring that up with Naomi Prinz, but I forgot. With Bob, we'll talk about the power plant shutdowns across the country that we predicted now happening. The White House, of course, is not very happy. Also, more governments and others are calling for lithium to be added to the water. That's lithium, an antipsychotic. So you'll be calm when the government abuses you. All of that is coming up today. Bob Chapman of theinternationalforecaster.com. Always great talking to you, my friend. I was talking to my mom this morning, and she said that she looked forward to hearing you today. She said, is Bob Chapman going to be on? And I said, yes. I said, do you like him? She goes, yes, I do like hearing him on the show. So my mom's a fan out there listening right now, Bob.
Well, I thank you. I thank you, Mom. The only thing is your mom's probably old enough to be my daughter.
Yeah, I think so.
Be as it may, I was floored with this vote on 1867, the Senate bill, 93-7. That shows you how many people are totally corrupted and paid off in our Senate, because nobody in their right mind would have voted for that.
Well, you're right. I mean, this really shows that they'll do anything. Obviously, they're scared. They know they've committed crimes. It's come out their insider trading to an extreme extent. And they're now just trying the hidden in plain view thing. Because they have a 9% approval rating, because they know that we know they're crooks, they're now just, okay, we're criminals, we're butchering everything, and we're allowed to insider trade, and we're allowed to give congressional money to companies we're invested in. I mean, they are really light speed past the Rubicon now, Bob.
Well, as Gerald says, it's the Gambinos and the Bananos. Only I grew up with those people, and the equivalent. And they were nowhere near as bad as these people are. I mean, they wouldn't think of doing those things. In fact, Luciano said in 44, after he helped with the invasion of Sicily, and they had let him out of Dannemora Penitentiary, he was in there for narcotics violations. He said, I finally figured it out. I should have become a banker. He said, I could have done all this stuff legally. And so, you know, we have a marriage of crime. And that's been prevalent for a long time in civilization and in America, but not to the extent that it is today. And these people who control Washington and the bureaucrats, technocrats, which are bankers, they all are afraid, just like you said, Alex. And as you know, we discussed that we're breathing down their neck every day, and they don't like it very much. And so all the rules gone out the window. There are no rules. There's rules for you and I, but not for them. And they're trying to do what they can do to grab what they can before the ship goes down.
And then they're going into a post-industrial world. This is a criminal group who, in their own words, studied dictatorships and the science of oppression and have tried to codify a system where instead of getting thrown out or getting in trouble, they'll get always steal more power, always steal more control, as they drown the public in just absolute unmitigated tyranny, and they call it command destruction. This looting, this wrecking of society is a planned depression, and the PSYOP is you're not in depression, and there seems to be no end to it. But gauging this, I see that all is not well and they're not in full control. They've been a little too good at stealing, and I see a certain desperation when people like Corzine and MF Global are making 40-1 bets. What do you expect to see out of the congressional hearing? They'll like massage his feet and tell him what a delicate genius he is and maybe chew on his toenails for him or something?
Well, as you know, they won't do that, but they'll certainly let him off the hook. It's my feeling, and I only base this on experience. I don't have any evidence. I think that the MF taper was government run. Of course, I was told what to do. And he can't be that suicidal on his own. He's a professional in the bond market. He knew what he was doing. And they needed the support over in Europe in the bonds that belonged to the countries that were insolvent. And he was told, you're going to buy them. And then when he ran out of money, said, well, loot the accounts, whatever you got to do, but buy more. And that's what he did. And they will cover up for him. He's not going to go to jail. He might get fined. And that'll be the end of it.
Well, let's expand on that. You are the only person, the only expert I interview who says that. My gut tells me you're right, because that was a sure loser. Other experts say, no, this is the craziness of these people, and they give other examples. But if you look at everything that happened and the way this is being dealt with, I think it's more than just an order. This was a test to see if they can start taking people's private accounts ahead of a bank holiday and a devaluation.
Maybe. We don't know that yet. We'll just have to see what path they follow after this. Don't forget, this has to be digested first. And it's going to be in the headlines at least for another 6 months. And so I think we're going to have to be patient on this one. You know, most people don't understand. There's a big difference between what goes on in the commodity market and other markets. A commodity is not a security. It's an agreement between two parties. And, of course, if you read the contract, and as you know, I was in the business of owning a brokerage firm for many years, although I didn't trade in commodities. If you read the contract, you'll know that you have no rights whatsoever. The CME and the COMEX can change the rules anytime they want. In stocks and bonds, it's different. Now, less than 1% of the action in the markets come from commodities. The big market is bonds. It's 100 times bigger than the stock market. And then there's the stock market. And these criminals, most of their action is very subtle, and they get away with it because nobody knows what they're doing, usually on inside information. And that's where they make their money. And so I can see them sacrificing MF with a leader who's one of them in order to get the buildup in the purchasing of bonds that are virtually worthless, as far as I'm concerned, in Europe.
All right, let's move on. When we come back from break, I'm going to go to some calls for a while from military and police and others that are concerned about this. But notice how long we've known they're getting rid of posse comitatus, how long they've been trying to, like rats under the floorboards, eat the foundation out from under us. But to add on top of it, secret arrest of citizens, indefinite detention, we've got to make a big deal out of this. We've got to challenge this. But it really does signify just how criminal these people are. Why didn't they just go for the end of posse comitatus? Why did they go ahead and go for it all? Because this has woken a lot of people up. I can't tell you how many phone calls, emails, how many big news sites, how many people are calling me and apologizing and saying, well, I guess you were right.
Well, I think you have to look at who they've hired since the Second World War. First Operation Paperclip and the Gestapo and other Nazis. And then at the fall of the Soviet Union in Eastern Germany, they hired Soviet experts and Stasi, which is a secret police in Germany. They hired them to come to America to tell them how to suppress the population. And I think the wording and the direction of this legislation was really put together by them, because they understand how it works, them being the NKVD and the Stasi. I used to work against those people, so I know where their heads are at. And so I think this patent was set up by these people in behalf of the people who control our government.
Absolutely. The bankers knew they were going to engage in this gangster fraud, this giant takeover. And by the way, what Bob is talking about is true. It's on record in 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Bush hired Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi. They hired a bunch of former Russian experts. And our model is a communist model now. The TSA, all of it.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Optics Planet, the go-to store for everything tactical, military, survival, and hunting, has redefined member privileges with a new exclusive online store featuring discounts too large to show the public. Optics Planet is proud to present DeVore.com. That's DVOR.com. DeVore is a members-only store with limited-time deals, not normally found at Optics Planet. We're talking 3 days or less. We're talking exclusive. We're talking up to 90% savings on the gear you want and need. DeVore.com. Are you a member yet? The prices on DeVore are so low our vendors won't let them be posted publicly, so you have to sign up to see the deals. Now through December 23rd, use the coupon code RADIO to save $10 off your first purchase at DeVore.com, or use the coupon code GCN to save 5% off most purchases at OpticsPlanet.com.
If you're tuning in for the first time, or if you're a longtime listener, there's no doubt you found it the front lines of the info war. The fight for liberty, basic freedom, Western civilization. It's going on right here. You can go back and watch my films from 15 years ago, and they're prescient. They break down exactly what has now unfolded. You can see my films from 3 years ago, like Obama Deception. It's happening. All right, I want to go to your phone calls and then go through a raft of news with Bob Chapman and get his take on what he thinks is most important with the economy right now. But Recon Marine, then we'll get to Ironhead, Philip, Frank, Martin, and everybody that's holding. Recon Marine, what's your concern with secret arrest the military on the streets. I mean, what's wrong with North Korea?
I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The problem is they never trained us on how to freaking fight domestic terrorism. Everything they're doing is eroding the Constitution, and I believe that all these freaking members in Congress and stuff should be tried by a jury of, I would say a jury of their peers, but we're not their peers. They see us as bugs. Can you hear me, Alex?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm listening to you. And you look at the definition of terrorism, it's threatening or carrying out violence to get a political goal, and that's what these crooks do. Talking to family, friends, other military people, are they concerned about the military operating in America and being able to grab citizens and have citizens disappear? I mean, it's bad enough to have the military operating domestically. The military kills people and breaks things. It doesn't engage in peace officer activity. It's totally illegal. Always has been in any free country. But now secret arrest and disappearing, even the worst third world cesspits don't have that. Only North Korea, only Nazi Germany, Communist China doesn't have that. I mean, do people realize that words cannot describe how big a deal this is? It's 100% confirmation that it's worse than we even thought. We're in trouble. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're absolutely right, Alex. You're absolutely right. And the thing about it is people refuse to believe it. People refuse to wake up. I try to tell people and inform them all the time. I talked to my dad about it, about the TSA and everything else and what's going on. Because the Nazis had a word for the TSA. It was the Gestapo. And his response was, well, at least, you know, if they had searched Timothy McVeigh, maybe it would have stopped the Oklahoma bombings.
Exactly. Let's have a checkpoint everywhere. Let's ban knives like England's trying to do. Let's arrest people for their speech like England's doing in Canada. Listen, we sent a film crew out yesterday. It's going to air tonight on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock this evening. And we found a bunch of people. I didn't believe it. I wrote the questions for Darren McBreen about the Military Commissions Act. You know, do they support it? This new National Defense Authorization Act, secret arrest. And we found a bunch of people that were like, well, I think we should arrest people and throw away the key and never seen again. I think troops should be on the streets. And we're like, but North Korea does that. Well, I guess they're good. And they're like, I want the government to keep me safe. Folks, a government that can do that is always the big threat. A lot more scary than some cave-dwelling guy with a Fu Manchu beard. I'm sorry. Don't you get it, folks?
The government's not there to keep us safe. That's what our Second Amendment rights are for.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate your call. And then they spun the bill and said, it does allow the military to arrest Americans, but, you know, we've got to have our military able to shoot back. Under common law, if somebody shoots at you, no matter who you are, military, cop, citizen, you're allowed to shoot back. Okay, let's go ahead now and get Bob Chapman's take on what the Recon Marine was saying.
What is very concerning, not especially among older people my age and that group, they have been conditioned, generally speaking, all through World War II and since then. And they've been captured by the propaganda, and it's understandable that you get responses like you, the gentleman talked about from older people. What's very, very concerning here, and I'm sure it is to the gentleman who just called in, is the military being injected into our society on a official and progressive basis. That is not historically been the job of the military. And it's something that they certainly don't want to do. And it's something that could very well lead to revolution. I mean, you might have units decide, no, we're not going to do that. And if that happens, what does government do? Do they send other units after them? And if they do that, does the public get involved?
Look, stay there. I want to get your take on this. I'll finish your story on the other side, but these are the direct final steps into total bedlam. I mean, it always is. Caesar crossing the Rubicon. Here we come.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
There was a time when I had a liner years ago that I played that said, coming to you from FEMA Region 6, the chair is against the wall, John has a long mustache. Hello, America, if you're out there listening on or behind enemy lines, the Republic will rise again, basically a clip from Red Dawn, and then it went into the intro of the show, and people would call me and say, what's that about? Because I added the FEMA Region 6 part, and I'm like, you're under FEMA Region 6. You're not under the Republic. Under emergency reorganization, you are now under a corporate dictatorship. And now that's admitted. I see federal court rulings all the time where they say, under administrative law, you have no rights. Under international administrative, I've seen the Supreme Court come out with rulings saying we now follow international UN law. And that law is total fraud. That law is not law at all. It's criminal garbage. It says the state can do whatever it wants and special interests can do whatever they want. It's the law of tyrants. It's the law of slavery. We're going back to Bob Chapman and directly to Philip. Ironhead's been holding longer than Martin, everybody. I'm going to get to you right now. I want to briefly hear just remind listeners that we are listener supported. But that is only part of it. When you buy the books, the DVDs, the T-shirts, you educate yourself to a higher level. You get a tool to make copies of, to give to others. You meet like-minded people when you're wearing an Infowars.com or Don't Tread on Me or Ron Paul T-shirts that we sell. All available at Infowars.com. Then, of course, there's also PrisonPlanet.tv. And we were supposed to get rid of the special 2 days ago, but it will go away at the end of the show today. 15-day free trial is still available for a couple hours more at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. But if you go to Infowars.com, we're offering a special we've never offered. $99.95 for all 18 of my films on DVD. And it comes with a couple Infowars.com bumper stickers, an audio CD of my rants and music of two of my films, and also a Citizen Rulebook. $99.95, a $260 discount, and the small profit we make funds this operation. So again, Infowars.com. Check out all the. Also got great water filters we're selling, gravity fed. We did a lot of research, and I found the best system out there, the Pro Pure. That's available at Infowars.com as well. Or call if you have questions about specials and combos. We're guaranteeing shipping anywhere in the U.S. if you order by the 19th of December. But if you're overseas, order today. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to us at the P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And finally, eFoods Direct Holiday Special. This holiday, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex is offering some unbelievable deals. Find links at Infowars.com. If you forget the URL, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now is the time to have storable food. I'm getting even more storable food. I got the stuff I bought 6-7 years ago. I'm eating that now. I've got stuff I got 3 years ago, and I've got even better gourmet stuff now. I'm ordering even more. If you have ever thought about getting a supply of storable foods, now is the time. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials or give them a call on the special line that gives you the specials, 800-876-0871, 800-876-0871. Okay, let's go to your calls with Bob Chapman. You've been holding long enough, but these callers are all great. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go to Martin in Texas. Martin, what's your view on the total military, not military takeover, total banker takeover through the military? But that's nothing. Into Posse Comitatus is nothing compared to saying we'll secretly arrest you, kill you, torture you, you will disappear forever. Your view on that?
Well, actually, Alex, I was calling about something you were talking about earlier about CPS taking away your children.
Yeah, that's all part of the martial law, yes.
Yes, it actually happened to me yesterday. I was on my way back from Corpus, and a highway patrolman pulled me over, saying I crossed the white line on the shoulder. My two tires touched. That's the reason he pulled me over. When he asked me if I had any drugs or anything, I told him no. He asked me to search my car. I told him no. When he did, he threatened me to put me in jail and put my son on Child Protective Services. Now, all this was because my driver's license was invalid because I haven't changed my driver, my address in a year.
Oh, no. I had a guy pull me over and try to say my address wasn't right and do all that. So what happened? What happened? I've had him on that same, was it 37?
Yes, it was 37.
No, listen. I mean, you know when a wolf's on you. I got pulled over for going 5 miles over the speed limit once, and my two children were asleep in their safety chairs. This was like 6-7 years ago or 5 years ago. Behind me and my wife were driving down to the beach. About 8 o'clock at night, they pull us over, and they walk over, and they start looking at my kids and looking at me, and it was a woman with a male and looking at me real criminally. She said, I want to check their seats and make sure they're safe, or we're going to have to do something. And I said, listen here, right now, okay, you go ahead and give me your ticket, but stop looking at my kids like that. They weren't used to a slave, so they kind of backed off. But, man, this country's gone. It's so gone. It's so gone. So did they take your son or just threaten to get him?
They just threatened, and I felt the same way. I felt as soon as the officer stepped out of his vehicle, I felt.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Our kids is enough. And I'm going to tell the criminals in government, keep your hands off of them. Okay, I know you want to hand them over to your rapers. okay? But you work for pedophile scum, and I'm putting you on notice. Keep your hands off our kids. Keep your hands off of them, you murdering scum. And by the way, I got all the articles where they get the kids totally healthy and drug them up so bad they kill them. I've just had enough of you murderers. I'm sorry. I appreciate your call. I can't hear it. I can't hear it anymore. Chapman, I'm going to go to other calls. I got to settle down for a minute. But do you want to comment on any of this?
No, I think it's upsetting enough. Let's move on.
Okay. I can't handle it anymore. You know, it came out at Syracuse. ESPN knew about the tapes and the wife admitting the guy's raping little kids. And ESPN covered it up, Bob. And the state police in Texas got ordered to stand down and basically did with all the youth commission where they raped the kids. Even if that idiot guy isn't a child rapist himself, when they take the kids, that's who they take them to, Bob. And I know you've researched this. Am I exaggerating this threat of the pedophile armies?
You're not even touching the smallest part of it. This is so, and then has been so, within our society for so many years. And people in their decent minds can't conceive of people being that evil, particularly with children. And they've been getting away with it. And they will continue to do so. But times will change one way or the other, and I think that they've made a terrible mistake. One thing I would like to interject here, and Naomi Prinz touched on it in the previous latter part of the program, and that is the very power of these people behind the scenes emanates from the financial sectors of all of society in the different countries. The best thing that can happen to us, and you're not going to like this, because if you're not in gold and silver related assets, you're going to lose almost everything. But the best thing that could happen would be the collapse of the financial system. And then we could go after these rats, show the people what they've done, and get rid of them and change the entire system.
Bob, you've done more research than I have in your 50 years fighting them, but in every case, it is the six big megabanks that she listed, four here, two in Europe, that run all the evil plans, the shutdowns of power plants, the CPS, the eugenics, all of it. I mean, here's ABC News saying a year-long investigation that 70%+ of the kids they grab, they put on multiple drugs. Of course they do. I mean, I don't just get up here and say this and you know, they can only push so far, Bob. I mean, that's what concerns me is years ago I still had a little concern and held back and stuff. Now I just am sick of these people. I know they're criminal. I know their snot-nosed servants are a bunch of morons. And I just I know more and more how the Founding Fathers felt in 1774. You know what I mean, Bob?
They had very little support, very little. And 5% of the people were against the British, and they made it work. And people will never realize the chances that they took, the hardship that they went through to make the country that we have today. And we're not going to let these other people take it away from us. And, you know, putting military on the streets of America just might boomerang. And there might be a coup. So I think the people in New York City and Washington ought to think about that. Because you know something? We're not going to take any prisoners.
Well, I think Stuart Rhodes likened it to sticking their arm down a badger hole. I mean, they really... But that's what always happens to these arrogant people. They always push too far, Bob. You know, the military, you know the military is telling them not to do this and is on record. On every front, they're telling the bankers stop what they're doing. You know why? Because they actually know what's going on, and they know historically they're going into very dangerous waters right now. You know, again, it's not just us going into dangerous waters. The criminals, the good, the bad, the ugly, we're all going together there. That's the thing. This is not going to be fun for anybody.
That's for sure. And don't forget, there's a lot of good people out there in the military and law enforcement, and they're just waiting for us to say, we want to help you. And it's going to come about. there are some positive things to this. And these people continue to make mistakes. We know that because we're breathing down their neck. And we're going to win in the end. We may pay a great price. But we got to keep doing what we're doing, especially with this legislation now, which is coming up in the House. We've got to climb all over Washington. We have to hit them with 100,000 or a million emails a day and just absolutely put them off kilter.
Well, if they start trying to snatch and grab citizens, you know they're going to snatch and grab unpopular groups first to set the precedent, but it's let's go to Ironhead in Washington. Thanks for holding, Ironhead. You're a trooper. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, an absolute pleasure. I've been a longtime subscriber to Bob. I've been following you, Alex, spreading your emanation across the entire universe.
Thank you.
We have to remind ourselves that life's going to give us whatever we need for the evolution of our consciousness. And if both of you could now, in metaphorically sense, grab a magic marker, walk up to your wall, and write, "Fear is the ultimate sin, for it displays the greatest lack of faith." If we try to win this thing on a carnal, temporal basis, we're going to lose it big time. It's going to go to a much higher place of consciousness. Alex, I want to ask you the most powerful question you've ever had asked, not forceful, but power versus force. A man came to us 2,000 years ago. He said he was here to witness to the truth and to fulfill the prophecy. In your heart, not your mind, not your left brain consciousness, but through the morphic field that you and I and Bob and millions of others are now entrained in, do you believe that is true? And if so, that will alleviate, eliminate, take away the fear.
No, I know it. And you're right. The heart is where everything gets done. And the heart has its own discernment. And you're absolutely right. I know we're going to defeat tyranny. I know evil is weak. And the globalists, that's why they always want to make us feel like it's, you know, foregone conclusion. The Borg will absorb you. Resistance is futile. Because if you believe it's futile, you're going to sit there and let them run over you. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to more calls here in a moment. But, yeah, we've got to know that resistance is victory. Okay? And you've got to just stop worrying what your neighbors and friends. Bob earlier had a military guy call in before you got on. And he was currently, you know, in Virginia. They're in the regular army. And he was saying, in big army, he was saying that a couple of 3 years ago, everybody in his unit laughed at him and called him tinfoil hat. Now they call him Nostradamus. Now they come to him for advice and are awake. And that's how it works. We've got to be, I mean, how many decades have you been attacked for what you've done?
5 and a half. I'm an armadillo. Otherwise, I wouldn't have survived.
But the point is that you do see those seeds sprout later.
Oh, yes. It was a hard road, but and we had some great people along the way. And they served their purpose, and they're gone. And I'm here with G. Edward Griffith and Tony Hilder and a few others. And we're going to make it work. We're going to make it work. And it'll happen within the next 5 years. When? I don't know, but they'll make their move, and we'll be ready for them, because we will have told hundreds of millions of people throughout the world, this is what's going on, and this is how to handle these people. The minute they take the financial system down, we've got to go after them.
Well, make no mistake, we are at a historical juncture right now. We are at a crossroads, and it is enjoyable when somebody laughs at me and attacks me, because I know that I'm getting to them and they're at least having to give me a response. And I know down the road, I've just planted a seed in their mind that's going to sprout. And so, again, you need to not just get to where you don't care if your neighbor or your boss or your employees laugh at you or your pastor. You've got to get to where you enjoy standing up at church and saying, I'm going to hand out 100 of these DVDs at the end about what's happening to America. You need to get to the point where you enjoy going before city council. You've got to get to the point where you enjoy it when a corrupt government bureaucrat comes up and threatens you. Even if they attack you, you've got to get to where you enjoy it, because it's giving that fight that is victory. It is standing up and telling the truth and a testament of the truth. That's where the real strength and power in this universe is. And when we exercise the power we've got, it trumps the enemy every time. Even if we're defeated individually, The examples we give, take the Alamo, all killed, all destroyed. But that example emboldened others. And that's what it takes. That's why they don't like to kill patriot leaders. 30, 40 years ago, they did kill a lot of people. Even 20 years ago, but they learned it doesn't work. They know we're fertilizer to the tree of liberty. They want to assassinate our character publicly. They want to assassinate the image of us. But it doesn't matter because we've now transmitted the idea, transmitted the information, and ideas are bulletproof. Bob Chapman, as we got a break, final comment on that.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And that's what we're all about. We're here to help people understand how to save their families, their country, their freedom, their religion, all of the things that have been part of the sanctified process in our country for over 250 years. And we're the watchmen. We're the people who are telling you the truth, and you've got to act on it. You've got to help us. And you're going to win it for everybody else.
That's right. We'll be back.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Chapman jamming in phone calls. I'm probably going to overdrive to get to them all here. Philip is military, New Jersey, been holding. We really appreciate you joining us, Philip. What's your view on not just the end of Posse Comitatus, but the announcement that the military will arrest citizens with no charges and that we can disappear into black holes?
It's an absolute travesty, Alex, to be quite honest with you. And, you know, I can try to explain that in a real quick story about there's two types of officers and NCOs in the military. you've got the officers and the NCOs that are kind of just yes people, and they go along because they're really pretty scared for their security. You know, if you, you know, subvert the system, you either get kicked out or you gracefully get walked out of the gates and you're off, you go to retirement. And then you got the other guys who actually stand up, they're officers, men, or they're the NCOs that lead from, you know, lead from the front. And to go back to a real quick story, I was in a parachute accident and basically I jumped out, got tied to the plane, and went in flight with the aircraft for about 5 minutes. And the guy flying the plane was the ops group commander, and he basically did everything contrary to the checklist. And they basically, it was a night jump, zero visibility, and they got me over the DZ. And without having any real confirmation that I was still conscious, they cut me loose. And to make a real long story short, they basically just crushed the checklist. And we have checklists for a reason. So they cut me away not knowing that I was conscious and able to pull my reserve, chest reserve. And, you know, it turns out that I'm here. I'm alive, obviously, because I'm talking to you. But the real thing is that, you know, everybody wanted to praise this guy that, you know, he did these measures that, you know, that saved my life. Well, he's not the one that saved my life. I saved my own life. And no one wanted to hold him accountable.
Well, that's like the Pat Tillman. They murder him and then retread him and say that he was fighting Al-Qaeda, and then it all comes out. But that's classic, where when there's corruption in the manufacturing of parts and they fail, mechanics that expose it will get in trouble. And just an incredible culture of corruption that sets in. Bob Chapman, this is a microcosm of everything we're talking about.
It certainly is. And it shows me the entrapment in all phases of life, the military, law enforcement, large transnational corporations, national corporations on Wall Street and banking. I mean, you either do what's within the norm or, you know, you're out. And sometimes they'll tolerate you. It all depends on how far you go. But the military is a very difficult place to express yourself.
And if they've got
I've done that.
Well, and if they've got psycho leaders above you, then everybody starts following the orders of those people, and you've got an incredible tyranny. Did you have anything else you wanted to add, sir?
Well, yeah, Alex, not so much, you know, the guy's a psycho, but Mr. Chapman and Naomi Prince mentioned conditioning and what people do to protect each other. This guy was the ops group commander, which is a pretty high-ranking position in the military or in the squadron. So, I mean, he theoretically, if things went the way they should have in the investigation, this guy very well could have lost his job as the ops group commander and very well been retired from the military. And it's just, you know, you said that, well, you know, will people in the military, you know, rise up against this stuff? I don't think so, because it's conditioning. But as long as you see, you mentioned that 10 to 5% of people that, you know, make a stand, that's the difference in what makes, you know, the difference. You know, so, and Nate, I know time is short, and I get thanked a lot for my service, and I appreciate everybody who's thanked me for my service, but if you really want to thank me for my service, stand up for your Constitution, your Bill of Rights.
Absolutely. There's this hollow thank you for the service, but never talk about what is the military supposed to protect? Constitution, Bill of Rights. Instead, it's being set up to destroy all of that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.